he wasn't getting no more than then. I don't think he just wasn't getting. They raised it though, $30 a month. Thought he was getting. That's true. I never will forget it. $30 a month. His welfare. Well, it's a Social Security one, but $40.50. That was it. We had to live off of that.
Yeah.
I had to pay my insurance with it. That's why I couldn't keep him in insurance. Light bill, gas bill, all combined had to be paid. Mm-hmm. No garbage. The only thing they go, one of your behind nobody paying. I mean, getting them. Well, wasn't nobody down there but I and him. So I had to tow it and carry it down to the branch and throw it out.
Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to go to school,
eh? Not a bit. Not a bit. What I learned it by the fireside with little night. And lots of that. If I not been able to keep it up and study, mm-hmm. I forgot lots of things. Lots of things about the Bible I forgot. Mm-hmm. But I didn't use it, but I just forgot it. You know, it's just like anything else. You got to treasure. Keep up lots about that Bible I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to read and write?
Write my name. Sure can't read. A mighty little.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know a whole lot I knew. I done forgot it. Back in then. Done forgot it. And cows and hogs and working hard and doing my housework and my garden work and my field work. All of that.
Mm-hmm.
Morning first notion in my operation when I had that was back in the Preston was back in the 30s the first and the last operation was on Dr. Cannon Boston. He was in 62. I've had two.
Mm.
Both of them was major.
And
I'm
what?
Telling you, major operation.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the first one was appendix, and I don't know what the last one was called. Dr. Cannon didn't tell me, but I'd always be bothered, you know, with female trouble, you know what I mean to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd worked so hard, I didn't wear a grill much like I used to. And them scooping bait, that ain't no, now that's work.
Yeah.
That's really work. When you go out there, the scoop bait, and then you got to move around.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just go in one place. We go sometime a territory all day long. We carry our food and water and stay out there all day long.
How would you do that? We're baiting. What do you have
well,
to
you,
do?
Well, you have your pig. I think I had I had one. But you have your little small pig. You drive it down in the ground. Well,
huh.
Sometimes about like that. You drive down and you have a piece of iron or a piece of long piece of wood. Something like that or like that.
About 4 feet long, the peg about.
That's right,
three,
and that's exact. And you drive it down in the ground. You know, scoop on top of it, rub on top of it,
mm-hmm.
jar the ground. And I've seen Deacon Rouse go out there, and he'd get 1,000.
What happens once you stick this peg in the ground, and then you bang on it?
That's right. Just rub on it.
Rub
on top of it, and he'd just jar it. Now I've got baits falling from here on the other side of that road.
And then the worms come to the
they
top?
They come up on top. This is a mystery. A lot of people. Now, you know, you take my cousin Donnie Martin and Dale Keith. Don't look like he baited for a living for him, his family, and the children. A whole solid year.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of more of those white people, they found out they was making more money getting fishing worms than there was on the job, and a lot of them quit the job.
Mm-hmm.
But we wasn't getting no more than we getting 60 cents a hundred.